Hallelujah. Are you here at all? Glory is the apex, is the sojourn of your life. Are you here? Without glory, you are going nowhere. Isaiah said, to those of us who are called by his name, we are created for his glory. One of the reasons why God created you is so that your life will showcase his glory, show forth his glory. Hallelujah. If you are a king and you don't rule and reign, you are not a man of glory. Hallelujah. Now, I saw in scriptures a certain man, and this man is called Adonibezek. Somebody say Adonibezek. Adonibezek. Hallelujah. Oh, say it louder. Say Adonibezek.
Adonibezek.
In the book of Judges, chapter number 1, we saw that after the death of Joshua, the people of Israel were crying and they were praying, God, we need another king. Hallelujah. They need what? A king. For the king to come and rule them and reign over them. And they want a king that will be unto them like a savior. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
If somebody is sleeping, tap the person. Tell the person, if you want to be a savior, don't sleep.
You want to be a savior, don't sleep.
Hallelujah. Now, Joshua has fought and has been able to win many territories for himself. But ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't finished all the battle against the Canaanites and the Perizzites. So they are looking for somebody that will be a savior to be able to defeat the Canaanites in order for them to take their position. Because they understand that Israel, we are God's people. We are kings and we are priests and we are supposed to rule and we are supposed to reign. But ladies and gentlemen, the Canaanites seems to be too powerful. The Perizzites seems to be too powerful. And all the time, they try to win these people, to bring them down and to disfigure them. Ladies and gentlemen, in their quest of looking for a king, a man showed up and his name is called Adonibezek. Adonibezek was seen in Joshua chapter number 1 verse 10 as a king to Jerusalem. Adonibezek was a man that was not someone that was elected or eligible to become a king. His name Adonibezek means the Lord of Bezek. The man was an unauthorized king. He became a king for himself. Hallelujah. He was a man that cannot be harmed. And for many years, according to theologians, he was in charge of over 70 nations. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the verse number 5. Adonibezek has done so many things secretly, unknown, unrevealed, and has ruled over 70 nations and has suppressed 70 kings and has put these kings at a particular place that they are not able to function, to operate, and to do what God has ordained them to be. Hallelujah. And so it came to a time Israel said, we need somebody that will be like a savior, that will fight this battle for us. And the Bible said, it became the duty of Judah. Today, God is about to raise some Judas in the house.
Amen.
If you shout an amen, may God make you a Judah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So when Judah was chosen, Judah had a brother called Simon. And Judah called on Simon and he said, Simon, I need you to go with me to fight this battle so that we will become saviors unto our people of Israel. And after we fought this battle, I will also go with you to go and fight a battle. Sometimes saviors are good association. They are good company. They are people you can help and they can help you. Oh, am I speaking to somebody here? And so this was Judah. He had called his brother. They come up and then they went to go and fight. And whilst they were fighting, they discovered that Adonibezek, the man who was the light of Bezek, he was a suppressor of Bezek. Bezek. Bezek was a town closer to Jerusalem. This was not his territory, but he was ruling and reigning, and has made sure that no king will reign, no king will rule. And hear me, he has put every king that is supposed to reign under his table, his dining table. Let me prophesy to somebody here. Anywhere, any power, any spirit has put you,
Jesus,
I came to bring you out.
Amen.
Somebody scream and shout, I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
Hallelujah. Some of us are great people, but hear me, we are under some suppression. We are under some powers. There are people ruling us, and they have put us at a place we don't belong. But I came with the voice of the Spirit. By the close of this meeting, wherever they bless you,
Jesus,
I see God bringing you out.
Amen.
Now look at the scripture. So Simon and Judah, they fought this battle. Then they found a man who has fought 70 nations. Hallelujah. And put people under his table. The Bible said, and they found Adonibezek in Bezek.
And
hallelujah.
Fought against him.
And they fought against him.
And they smote the Canaanite.
And they slew the Canaanite and the Perizzite.
Adonibezek fled.
But Adonibezek is so strong that whilst they were fighting him, he fled.
And they pursued after him.
But they pursued after him. And somebody rise up and shout, I will pursue.
I will pursue.
Hear me. Any power that took your marriage, somebody shout, I will pursue.
I will pursue.
Any power that took your finances, shout, I will pursue.
I will pursue.
Any power that has taken over your health, shout, I will pursue.
I will pursue.
Any power that has taken over your ministry, shout, I will pursue.
I will pursue.
Any power that has taken over our nation, shout, I will pursue.
I will pursue.
Any power that has stopped you from being fruitful, shout, I will pursue.
I will pursue.
Any power that has made you a man of disfavor, shout, I will pursue.
I will pursue.
Hallelujah. This is why I said, saviors are men who are bold. Hallelujah. If Simon and Judah were not bold, they would have just left Adonibezek to flee and go for free. But hear me, the person who has delayed your life must not go for free. The person who has buried many great destinies in your family, they must not go for free. I prophesy today, the Lord sent me to tell you, saviors shall come.
Amen.
I said saviors shall come.
Amen.
God is sending you a savior. God is sending you a man.
Jesus.
God is sending you someone,
Jesus,
who can rock shoulders with the power that is fighting people in your family.
Jesus.
And I prophesy, after today, God will raise another generation.
Amen.
Papa, these 70 kings, these 70 nations were under Adonibezek. Adonibezek has done so much to them, unknown to them. But whilst Adonibezek was fighting and he was ruling and has overcome and was reigning in a place where he was not authorized, God was raising a Judah. God was raising a Simon. Oh, are you sure you are here? I see some Judas and Simons in the house,
Jesus,
who are going to rise after this meeting. I see people who will say, yes, that power is like a giant, but because we are carriers of God's word,
Jesus,
because we are only men, we shall pursue, we shall fight. I prophesy, after today, you shall not walk alone.
Amen.
You shall not fight alone.
Amen.
God will send you men,
yes,
that will fight for you.
Jesus.
God will send you people that will accompany you.
Jesus.
And I see your testimony is about to be great. Somebody shout yes.
Yes.
Somebody shout yes.
Yes.
Somebody say, oh God.
Oh God.
Every power.
Every power.
That has suppressed me.
That has suppressed.
Let them catch fire.
Let them catch fire.
Hallelujah. come shortly, we will rise again. Now look at Adonibezek. The Bible said he fled. And they pursued after him.
And caught him.
And they caught him.
And caught
Hear him. Me. Today, that power that said nobody can marry in your family, you will catch them.
Jesus.
Somebody say, I'll catch them.
I will catch them.
That power that said you will not be rich. God is about to give you power to catch
him. Amen.
That power that said in your family nothing good can come. God is about to give you power,
Jesus,
to catch them. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, when they cut Adonibezek, the Bible said they cut off his thumbs
and his great toes.
And his great toe. Now, look at this. When I read this, I said, these people are wicked. How can they cut a man's toe? And how can they cut their thumb? Then I realized that in those days, when your thumb is cut off, then you can't hold anything firm. When your toe is cut off, you can't stand firm. Hallelujah. Many of us here, if you give it a try, you realize that without your thumb, you can't write. Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yeah.
Without your thumb, there are things you can't hold. Because even if you try to hold it with this one, at a point it will fall off your hands. Because your thumb is your power. This thumb is your glory. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to? Many of us, our thumbs has been cut off spiritually. Just to make sure we can hold our blessing. Yes, so that we can hold the word of God. So that we can hold the power God has given to us to reign. But I came with the voice of the Spirit. God is about to restore you your glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Look at the next verse. Adonibezek said. Now Adonibezek, after they've cut his toe and his thumb, he began to confess. Can I prophesy?
Yes, sir.
Your enemies will confess.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they are going to confess at the mercy of your saviors.
Amen.
A savior is about to fight for you.
Amen.
And any Adonibezek in your life, they will confess of the things they have done.
Jesus.
Now this will shock you. Look at this. Adonibezek said,
70 kings with their thumbs and big toes.
He said 70 kings, 70 kings is 70. It's equal to 70. Hallelujah. So he's saying that 70 kings having their thumbs and their great toe cut off, gathered their meat under my table. Adonibezek, when they have cut up his toe and his thumb, he began to confess that what you have done to me, I have done same to many people. They are not just two, they are 70. So all the 70 nations he was ruling, because he has cut off the thumb and the toes of those kings. Where is he keeping them? He's keeping these kings under his table. Are you here? He has gathered the meat that he has cut off under his table. The last time I checked, in the book of Matthew, it is only dogs that are under tables gathering crumbs. So kings has been made dogs. Are you here? That is the life of some of us. We are kings and princes, yet some people have kept us. These are kings. They have dreams, they have visions, but their vision is under somebody's table. Hallelujah. They've been reduced to zero. Imagine that Adonibezek has organized a feast and great people have come. And by the time they realize, so much food on the table, but there are people who are kings with their crown, with all whatever is supposed to be royal about them. They are under what? Table. And is using them for entertainment. Some of us are like that. The enemy is using us as entertainment. We are great inside. In our DNA, there is something great. But the enemy has kept us under his table. He said, and I've gathered their meat under my table. Now look at what his confession is. He said, as I have done, so God has requited me. The Amplified said, he said, as I have done, so God has repaid me. Are you sure you are here?
Yes, sir.
Put your hands together for the woman of God. Are you here? Oh, who am I speaking to? God is about to fight your battle for you.
Amen.
Give somebody a high five and tell the person, what goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around.
Oh, are you here? Come on, I see God is about to fight some battles for you today.
Jesus.
Those who disabled you, those who make you nothing, those who fought against your destiny, those who took your place, the Lord sent me to tell you,
Jesus,
whatever they have done with your destiny, they are about to repay for
Amen.
It. I said they are about to repay for
repay.
It. I said they are about to repay for
repay.
It. They are about to repay for
repay.
It. Adonibezek thought that he cannot be harmed. He thought that he has always won. He thought that now he's reigning and ruling over kings who are supposed to reign. But I came to tell somebody, your place is to rule. Your place is to reign. Receive the power to reign. Receive the power to rule. Somebody shout, I will reign.
I will reign.
Prophesy after today in your ministry, he will reign.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the enemy will do, despite the restrictions, despite the distractions of the enemy, you shall still rule. Somebody shout, I will rule.
I will rule.
Somebody shout, I will reign.
I will reign.
I prophesy. He said, as I have done to others, God has repaid me. So they brought him to Jerusalem and he died there. Hallelujah. Whoever is sitting on your throne,
Jesus,
and has caused you harm is about to die.
Yes.
My Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. And I pray for you today. God is sending you a savior.
Jesus.
Oh, in your family, I see the Judas rising.
Yeah.
I said, I see the Judas rising. I see the Simons rising.
Jesus.
And they are taking their place.
Jesus.
Somebody, you are a great person. You are the CEO. You are the man and the woman who is supposed to be in marriage now, but there is a power that has suppressed you and that blessed you at a place you don't belong. But I came to tell somebody, today is your day.
Jesus.
Today is your day.
Jesus.
It is your day of a comeback.
Jesus.
You are taking your place.
Huh?
You are taking your place.
Yes.
Somebody shout, I'm taking my place.
I'm taking my place.
I can hear you. Somebody shout, I'm taking my place.
I'm taking my place.
Somebody shout, I'm taking my place.
I'm taking my place.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The glory of God on your life. Amen. Amen. Must be seen. Hallelujah. Amen. There are times God burdens you with certain things. You look at yourself and in your family, you say to yourself, I want to be the one to change this story. I want to be. Judah accepted the duty. Every savior has a duty. Hallelujah. Today you are going to be the man on duty. Listen, your great grandfather stood and was fighting, but he got to a point he couldn't continue because the power and the force he was fighting was too strong for him, and so they gave up. But today God said, you are the one on duty. I need somebody to shout, I shall not fail.
I shall not fail.
In my duty.
In my duty.
Because I am a savior.
Because I'm a savior.
Come on, somebody say, I shall not fail.
I shall not fail.
Somebody say, because I am a savior.
Because I am a savior.
Anytime God wants to deliver a people, he sends a man. When he wanted to deliver the people of Israel, he sent Moses as a savior. Now it is your turn. Look at somebody, tell the person it is your turn. Tell the person you must fight. And you must win the battle. Tell somebody you must fight.
You must fight.
Hallelujah. And tell the person you don't fight vacuum.
You don't fight vacuum.
Tell the person you fight resistance.
You fight resistance.
Am I talking to somebody
yes,
here?
Yes, sir.
Some of us, we don't want to fight. But you are going to fight from the point of victory. Fighting knowing that the victory is yours. Oh, lift up your hands and say, victory is assured.
Victory is assured.
Come on, Adoni Bezek fled. But they said, Adoni Bezek, you can go any speed you want, but we shall pursue. The other day in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, my Bible said, after David and his men has gone on a warring expedition, and they fought a battle and won, and thought they are coming to come and enjoy, and they are coming to have a feast, they are coming to rule and to reign, the Bible said, by the time they got to Ziklag, the place where they abode, the Amalekites have invaded their camp and taken over, taken away their wives, their children, and burned away everything. They rule over their people, and they took everything and left. My Bible said, when David and his men came, they spoke of stoning David unto death. But David knew the Lord. He was a man with courage, a man in confidence, a man with strength. David arose and he said, let me see Abiathar, the high priest. He called Abiathar and he said, Abiathar, I need something that will generate the presence. He said, bring me the ephod. Oh, come on. The ephod stands for the presence of God. It stands for the power of God. David said, if I consult with God's presence, I will get a result. I will get an answer. When he sought the face of the Lord, when he inquired of the Lord said unto him, David, he said, you can pursue. Arakatoli apaya. You can go after. He said, you can go and recover all. And he said, without fail, you will recover all. I came to tell somebody here that our God, he does not fail. I came to let somebody know, God can do everything and anything. One thing he cannot do is to fail. God has never failed. He's a God of his word. He's a God of his promise. When he speaks a word, he watches over his word and he performs. My Bible said, God is not a man that he should lie. As he said it, will he not do it? He said, saviors shall come. And I see saviors are coming. God is raising a Judah. God is making somebody a Judah. God is adding a Simon. They are going after every Amalekite, every Adoni Bezek, every Goliath. They shall fall. They shall fall. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. If God be for us. Hallelujah. The Amalekites, they thought they can invade privacies. They believe they can invade without permission. They believe they can take without permission. But my Bible said, since the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God, come on, anywhere there is a kingdom, then there are kings and priests to reign. Who is a king here? Who is a priest here? Hallelujah. I came to let you know today, after this meeting, you shall rule. Hallelujah. Because you are about to pursue, you will go after any man and any woman who has anything that is yours. I said anyone. Hallelujah. Hear me. What defines you is your glory. If you are a king and you are not sitting on the throne, it is not of glory. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? The other day, in the book of Samuel, Bible spoke about when the Philistines captured the Ark of the Covenant. When they captured the Ark of the Covenant, which was so important to the people of Israel, they took it to a place called Ashdod. And ladies and gentlemen, Ashdod is like an arbor of seamen. Hallelujah. They took it to Ashdod. The thing was at Ebenezer. Ebenezer means this is how far God has brought us. So when they got to a place that they thought, we have come this far, we must enjoy. Then the enemy came, took away the Ark of the Covenant, which is their glory. The presence of God, which is so important to the people of Israel. And they took it and presented it in front of Dagon. The Bible said, by the time they woke up in the morning, Dagon has fallen. They try again and lifted it up. By the time they woke up again, this time Dagon's head is scattered. Remember that Dagon has two very parts. He has two natures. From waist down, Dagon was a fish. From waist up, Dagon was a human. And that tells you are dealing with a marine spirit. Hallelujah. And Dagon has taken over Israel. Taking over their glory. Listen, your glory is the riches of your destiny. Are you here? Some of you, it is the presence of God that is your glory. Because God's glory is his shining light. God's glory is his majesty. Every child of God is destined for God's glory. When you appear someone and God's glory is not seen on you, then you are not reigning. And if you are not reigning, then you are losing. Oh, am I talking to somebody here, son? And ladies and gentlemen, if you are not reigning, excuse me to say, don't take it as an insult. You are useless. Because God is looking for useful people. He's looking for useful. A useful person is a fruitful person. Oh, come on. Who am I talking to here? If you are a king and you are under a table, you are useless. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because a king is supposed to make decree. How can you make a decree when you are gathering meat under somebody's table? Like a dog. Today, you will stop begging. Oh, am I speaking to somebody here at all? Somebody get angry in your spirit and shout, I stop begging.
I stop begging.
Somebody say, I shall not beg anymore.
I shall not beg.
Hallelujah. Hey, hear me. After today, you won't lose your place again. The people of Israel were so worried. A man, a priest called Eli. Eli has three children. And the Bible said he heard that some of his children have lost. They are nowhere to be found. He was not worried. But when he heard that the Ark of the Covenant has been captured, he became so troubled. The Bible said he fell down and died. Hear me. Somebody lift your hands and shout, I will not die in trouble.
I will not die in trouble.
I see somebody, you are restoring back the glory instead of dying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He has a son who has a wife who was pregnant. And the Bible said, this pregnant lady heard that the glory has been captured. Hallelujah. The midwives were there. They said, don't worry. Your baby is coming. They said, congratulations. They did all the baby shower and everything for her. And she delivered all right. She received the baby. They said, ah, what a nice baby. This baby is so handsome, so powerful. He said, oh, come on. With this baby, you don't need to worry about anything. The young lady looked at the nurses and the midwife and said, what is this baby without glory? Hallelujah. He said, what is? And he named the child Ichabod. Meaning the glory is what? Departed. It means that you can have children without glory. Am I speaking to somebody here? I said, you can have children. Don't just be crying, God, I want a child. May God give you children with glory.
Oh.
Don't just cry and say, God, I want a ministry. Oh, come on, look at Alabaster. A church with glory. Am I talking to somebody here? Everybody who is of God has something good to say about Alabaster. Because what we see here is only God. Hallelujah. You can have a good business, but without glory. You can be a very beautiful girl, but without glory. You can be a very handsome guy, but without glory. You can drive the most powerful car, but without glory. Hallelujah. You can be given a name as a king, but without what? But without glory. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, he said, a cupboard. And they said, why? He said, because the hack has been hacked. It has been hijacked. It has been captured. What will my child be without the presence of God? He said, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is stolen. I thought he would say that this is not the kind of child I want. But he said, the glory is departed. I don't like the child I've been given. Why? Because the hack of God has been taken. Hear me. Some of you, the hack has been taken. The presence of God, the glory has been taken. Spiritually, your thumb has been cut off. You are not able to keep anything firm. That's why you are a beautiful young lady. Seven men have passed in front of you. None of them could stay. You've had a lot of businesses. You've sat before great men. You've not been able to win one appointment because the glory is gone. You've gone for visas 17 times. Hallelujah. But you have never had favor before any counselor. Oh, am I speaking to somebody here? People have promised you year after year, I will marry you, I will buy you this. But the time it is time, they began to scratch their head. Hallelujah. Because the glory is departed. But today, God is giving you power to go after the glory. You are going to restore back the glory. Oh, come on. Somebody, you are going after what the enemy has stolen. I want somebody to know that where you are today matters. Look at somebody. Tell the person, where you are matters.
Where you are matters.
Hallelujah. And who placed you at where you are is very important. These men were kings, but somebody has placed them under his table, using them for entertainment. They become mockery. People look at you and they said, the lady that is not married. And they are laughing at you. They look at you and they say, that lady that does not work. Hallelujah. Some time ago, I used to be so. When I was even serving my spiritual father. Whenever he's looking for me, and he sent people to come and call me. Because they used to call me Akonai than Ebenezer. Some people are not able to mention the Akonai. And they know that for 7 years, I've been wearing only one yellow shirt. So when they come, they say, the man in the yellow shirt. Hallelujah. Before they will invite me to stand there to minister before my father comes, they say, the man in the yellow shirt. That has been my name. Hallelujah. But God changed my story. God changed my story. God changed my story. And God rewrote my story. Hallelujah. The Lord blessed me. In my church, I became one of the young engineers. Some of you don't know, but I'm an engineer by profession. Hallelujah. Amen. God made me a good engineer. There are things that in Ghana here, when we are talking of engineering, I'm the only one who can do. This is not a brag. But when we are talking about radiators, Both car, both plants. Go to tractor and equipment. Go to Mantrak. Go everywhere. That is where I was specialized. And I can do this thing, and you would think it was brought from America. That is when God began to bless me. Hallelujah. Now people who look down upon me, they began to ask permission to become my friends. But you see, it was too late. Because they placed me at a place of no return. But my God. Oh, who am I talking to? Hallelujah. It got to a point the Lord said, you can't work. Because the call I've placed upon you, I'm going to take you across nations. I said, God, how can I make it? Because this job is paying so much. Some people have put me down. They said, you cannot make it. But God began to bless me. And now that I will enjoy the blessing, God said, you know what? You got to preach. My bishop told me, he said, you have to go. Go to Kumasi. Go and stay there for this month. Go this place. Go and stay there. I thought it was a worry. But not knowing, God was making me a savior. Hallelujah. Papa, God has taken me to nations. And I've been to places where lives have been transformed. God has taken you to places we have spoken to presidents. Instant word, and God has delivered them. Not because we are powerful. Sometimes the things we say, we don't even know where it's coming from. Hallelujah. But God, when it is your turn, when God decides to choose you, to select you, to make you a vessel to use, nothing can stop it. And some of you, hear me. God, listen, it looks like today you are always in tears. But tomorrow, your tears will cease. I said your tears will cease. Because God is making you a savior. Your family will depend on you, I'm telling you. I see somebody, you are building houses to invite people to sleep in. You will be a savior. Hallelujah. I see you, you are fighting battles for people. And you are winning all the battles. Some of you, you win battles, they will give you receipt. Hallelujah. I said you win battles, they will give you what? They will give you receipt. It will be written in history that in your family, you are the one who erased poverty. You are a pathfinder. The enemy has placed people under. But God is going to use you,
Jesus,
to bring all these people out. Judah and Simon delivered the people of Israel from the hands of the Canaanites and the Perizzites, because God chose them as what? As saviors. And Adonibezek was repaid. He was requited. That woman who is in your family and has decided to destroy every other woman. I came here as a savior. I came to join with the prophets of God and the wife. And we are here to fight that battle on your behalf.
Jesus.
Ready to pray? Lift up your hands. Say, my father, my father,
my father, my father.
Come on, I can't hear you. Say, my father, my father,
my father, my father.
As I clap my hands and pray,
as I clap my hands and pray.
Say, Ene Adonibezek.
Ene Adonibezek.
Come on, say louder. Say, Ene Adonibezek.
Ene Adonibezek.
In my life,
in my life,
fighting against me,
fighting against,
and has taken everything that is mine. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
as I clap my hands,
as clap,
and as I pray,
and as
I, say, Lord,
Lord,
fight them back.
Fight them back.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
fight them back.
Fight them back.
Say, requit them.
Requit them.
Say, repay them.
Repay them
with whatever they have done,
with whatever
against,
they have done.
My life,
against my life
and my destiny.
And my
and anyone in my family, and say now, say now, say now, say now, say now. Clap your hands and begin to pray now.
Rapanta, Atula Gata, Rapanta, Atula Gata, Rapanta, Atula Gata, 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 Atula Gata,
Hip-hop. Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, the verse number 1. Hallelujah. The Philistine took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. By verse 11, give me verse 11. By verse 11, the Bible said, so they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines, and they said, send away the ark of God of Israel. Hallelujah. So in 1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 1, they took it. By verse 11, they were bringing it back. Are you here? Is somebody here today? They took your glory, but they are bringing it back. Come on, somebody say, bring back my glory. What it means is that some of you, after today, if only you understand and accept and agree and accept, come on, that you are a king, you are about to reign again. I said you are about to reign again. You are about to rule again. Are you sure you are here? Lift up your hands and say, my Father. As I clap my hands, come on, come on, come on, say, my Father. As I clap my hands and as I pray, say, anybody who took what is mine, say, Lord, by mercy of your power, let them bring it back. And say, now, hallelujah, I prophesy your money is coming back. The anointing God gave to you is coming back. Somebody say, come back. I can't hear you say, come back. In Matthew chapter number 4, the verse number 8, I love it. Hallelujah. The Bible said, again, the devil taken him up into
an exceeding high mountains. And he showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
Give me verse 11.
And the glory of them.
Give me verse 11.
Then the devil delivered him.
So, in verse 8, the devil taken him. This is Jesus. In verse 8, the devil did what?
He taken him.
By verse 11,
he delivered him.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Wherever they took you, today, I make a decree as a savior.
Jesus.
They will leave you. There are people who have gathered and 24/7, they are holding you in their mouth.
Yes.
They will leave you.
Amen.
There are people who have gathered, they are holding your money, your wealth, your health. After this meeting, I see they have left you. Hey, I prophesy. If you are the one I'm talking to, get angry and say, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going. Hallelujah. In Exodus, the Lord spoke to Moses and he said, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Ladies and gentlemen, Pharaoh said, I don't know that's your God. Moses said, God, Pharaoh is rejecting me and you are sending me again. If I go this time, what should I say? If he asks me, who is your God? Ladies and gentlemen, the answer God gave to him is that, Moses, you can't put me in the compartment of names. If Pharaoh want to know my name, I am that I am. Oh, come on. If you are looking for a savior, I am a savior. You are looking for a provider, I am a provider. Oh, come on. I am all things to all men. At any given time, I have a different name. You can't put me in a compartment of name. You can't call me a provider today and I remain a provider. I am something by tomorrow. You are looking for a bread. I am the bread baker. I prophesy. God is about to deliver you. God is bringing you out. Somebody jump and shout, I'm coming out. Come on, jump and shout, I'm coming out. Somebody scream. Scream. Cannot be limited. If the enemy thought he has survived over you, our God is the God of another way. Hallelujah. He's a God of another way. You know, most of the times we know him as the God of Isaac, Jacob, Abraham. But there is another side of God. And that is a judgmental side. He said, Pharaoh, you kill my firstborn. I kill your firstborn. Hallelujah. Are you sure you are here? Somebody say, oh, my enemy.
Oh, my enemy.
Say, you take my life.
You take my life.
I take your life.
I take your life.
Say, you take my children.
You take my children.
I take your children.
I take your children.
Say, I am a savior.
I am a savior.
I disagree.
I disagree.
I disallow.
I disallow.
Anything you touch, my God will touch yours.
My God will touch you.
Hallelujah. Hear me. I hear a word. God is going after your enemies after today.
Oh,
am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
He said, I will fight those who will fight you. And I prophesy by the cross of this meeting. Those who said it shall not be well with you, it shall not be well with them. I prophesy. He said, I will bless those who will bless you. Anyone who bless you, may they be blessed. Anyone who curse you, may they be cursed. Somebody shall fire. Hallelujah. Come on, I see fire in somebody's home. The God who answered by fire is about to answer by fire. He's entering your house. The God who answered by fire is about to visit your home. Somebody shout fire. Come on, shout fire. He's a consuming fire. Any power that has suppressed you, God is about to consume. Shout fire. Shout fire. Shout
fire.
Hallelujah. I see some fire here. If I say fire here, say fire there. Fire here.
Fire there.
I can't hear you. Fire here.
Fire there.
Take your prayer shawl and put it on. We are ready for fight. We are ready for war. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
I say fire.
Fire.
If I say fire here, say fire there. When I say Holy Ghost fire, say enter there. Are you ready? Fire!
Fire!
Fire here!
Fire there!
Fire here!
Fire there!
Holy Ghost fire!
Enter there!
Hallelujah! We are invading every camp of the enemy against your destiny. Hallelujah! Any camp of the enemy against your life, we are invading that camp. We are sending fire there. The Bible said upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession, and they shall be as fire. I pray God will make you fire. I said God will make you fire.
Jesus.
That devil cannot stop you.
Jesus.
That enemy cannot limit you.
Jesus.
That power cannot restrict you.
Jesus.
Receive the power. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. I see God entering your hometown. God is going to your village. Hallelujah. I believe you understand. We are here. When the prophet just prophesied to a lady, and all of a sudden, the Yanumu in her village, they came here. Hallelujah. But there are saviors in this house. And so, they will not succeed. They will not survive. I see an electrifying power. Wherever they put you, wherever they have gathered your meat, wherever they have suppressed your destiny, somebody move 3 steps and say, destiny cannot stop here. Thank you. You are here. Your name is Ohiniwa. I want to pray for you. Is that you? Ohiniwa. Yeah, I got here. Are you Ohiniwa? Hallelujah. The Lord said Ohiniwa. Ohiniwa. The disappointment is too much. Fire. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
I want to pray for somebody. You bear the name Boachi. You bear the name Boachi. You are a young man, Boachi. Come to me. Are you Boachi? Come, I'll pick the person. There's another Boachi. Come. God will pick the person. Because the Lord has entered into the family of Boachi. Good. Power is coming to your home. Kabo baraka parabo sheyata. Ohiniwa. The disappointment is too much. Today, everybody stretch your hands. Me free makumem. Me sheni awaya. Yes, yes, yes. Sing it. Osanweji, hey, 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 mira wasio. Woman, today is the last day you will ever see disappointment. Somebody has taken some document, and in the next 20 days, this document will be sent. That is when you will see that the Lord has sent you a savior. Everything you have struggled and suffered over the years, the Lord said he has handled it now. Go and fulfill your destiny. Bye
bye.
Go up, watch. Father, help this woman. Settle this matter. Are you still in marriage? You've left? Why? Why did you leave? Father, I pray that you will bring help to this woman. Every benefit that is yours from this marriage, the Lord is giving to you. The Lord said, I should tell you, stop hearing and stop listening to people. You need a good counsel from God. You must only listen to godly men. Because I see something good that is coming to you. Don't reject it. Somebody can live your life but will regret and come back to you and say, I'm sorry, and will give you everything that is yours. Don't reject it. You are entitled to a certain land and some amount of money with your children. The Lord said, today, he has sent you helpers. Sometimes your savior can be an enemy before. Okay? And that's what the Lord said I should tell you. Open up your heart and forgive. And forget. He's going to favor you. The Lord bless you. Give the Lord a shout. Take your seat. Young man, come. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
do you do? Open your palm. All of you are working, but I pray. Are you still in school? Are you still in school? You are still in school. The Lord said, I should tell you, school is better. Continue to pursue your education and leave money, because when you finish school, the money will come so that you can concentrate. You understand what I'm saying? You know, there are people who are in school, but they will want to go and do some side job to get some money because they love money. But the Lord said that as for you, He's going to give you everything for you to even pursue your master's and finish. And when you finish, you'll be a CEO of a certain company that will catch a global attention. Something that you will have a branch here, you will have a branch in South Africa, you will have a branch in Nigeria, you will have a branch in the UK. Huh? Your desire, everything you wrote on the 23rd of January, God has approved it. Thank you, Lord. It is settled. Go. And God will do it. So don't pursue money again. Pursue your education. Huh? I don't know how you pay your fees, but God said He will settle everything. The Lord bless you. Amen. You are a businessman. What business do you do? You sell electrical appliances. Are people buying? The money is coming. The Lord said, I should tell you, whatever you are receiving today is an investment for you to start something 2024. 2024, you will get a shop close to Opera, and you will have something that is yours. Go and enjoy the goodness of God. Receive it. Somebody wave your hands and say, Lord, help me. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, Lord, help me. Hallelujah. I'm hearing a name like Lamptey. Lamptey. Come. Lamptey, you are believing God for money. Tomorrow morning, the money is coming. Look, I said tomorrow. Wait. Do you know why God is giving you the money tomorrow morning? Your decision for coming to this all night has provoked God. Because, Papa, I see this guy is in need of money. Because I see somebody is about to die at the hospital. And
my wife.
Who is your wife?
My wife, Angelina, is pregnant and he has a pain. He's in Kolebu right now. Let me show
you. You need how much?
2,000 cedis.
2,000 Ghana cedis. Where is your wife? Let me see. Papa, when we were praying, this guy opened the thing. And he said, God, heal my wife. The Lord told me that Lamptey, you are prayed. And anybody who pierced the side of your wife so she will not deliver, I have inherited the battle. And God said, I will prove to him that I am a God. This is the letter they sent to you. So that you pay 2,000 and you don't have it. He said, I don't have it. Let me go to Prophet Kofiodro's place and go and pray. And hear me, God is sending you a savior.
I think he said that when I finish, I'll come and see him specially.
You said when you finish, you're coming to see him. But God is going to do it. I'm telling you. See, we are a church. We will not allow your wife to die. We will pay for this money. Huh? We will pay. Hallelujah. I want somebody to help me. Let's pay.
I will give it 2,000.
Take. We have paid. This is why we call this meeting Savior. It is settled. Hallelujah. No, listen. Lamb, rise up. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. Nobody came here and will carry his problem home. Nobody. This meeting, what we call this conference, is what will happen. I'm telling you. What we call this meeting is what will happen. Thank you, Jesus. Young guy here, come. Come to me. Where is your passport? Kumasi. Your passport is in Kumasi. Yes. You believe in God to travel?
Yeah, I've tried 2 times.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, stretch your hands upon Ohima and say, may God give you.
God give you
millions of these.
Millions of these
in the next 2 weeks.
In the next 2 weeks.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lamte, take. Now you see. Look at this. We have punished the devil.
Oh.
Hallelujah. He's looking for 2,000. But God has given him more than that.
Oh.
Now listen to me. Get a taxi now. Run to Kolebu. See the doctors. Pay this money. Your wife will come here with you to give a testimony. Now listen to me. Listen. Don't take my number. Don't take anybody's number. You don't need my number for anything. You need God. Hear me. Don't go and do any other thing apart from going to pay for the bills now. Go. Go.
I will see you.
Second. I see a traveling door opening. But the Lord said, I should tell you, don't put any money and your passport in the hands of any connection man. Your passport is in Kumasi. It's with me. And they didn't give you. 2 times they didn't give you. So hear me. Somebody will bring somebody to you. Okay? His name is Ohini Savior. I see Ohini Savior will show himself as somebody who knows how to process your document for you to go to the US. And because you are desperate, you have tried 2 times and it didn't work. This time, they will tell you to bring money and you will go and cash money and give to them. Hallelujah. But in this meeting, God said, as I tell you, he has already sent you a savior. There is an invitation that is coming to you. Somebody will call you right after this meeting. Thank you. Emmanuel. Your name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Somebody will just call and the person will tell you that there is a door that has opened somewhere and they want you to put in your CV. The company will send you everything and you will go without passing through any connection man. The Lord help you. God bless you. Give the Lord a clap. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Savior, hear my humble cry. Why? 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 that after today, God will put in your hands what will bring you divine satisfaction. Doctors will be your friend. Come. I see somebody from Dubai coming to establish a covenant or a business with you. The person will help you into a pharmaceutical company. Follow me. Do not pass. I'm hearing a name like William, Willie. Young lady, follow me. Let me pray for you. Savior, my humble cry. Oh, oh, oh. Do not pass me by.
Do not pass me by.
Miracle worker. Miracle, come and do, yeah.
Come and do a miracle.
Miracle today.
Today.
Yeah.
Come and do a miracle.
Open your
hands. Miracle today.
Miracle worker. You are the miracle. Come and do, say. Your name is Yah.
Your name is Yah. You are a miracle.
Miracle working.
Yeah.
Your name is Yah.
Your name
is Yahweh.
Your name is
Yah.
You are a miracle.
You can go. Today,
come and destiny changer.
Destiny changer. Atuasasi. Have you started something on it? What's that BBA? Document in a way. I'm signing BBA now. They've signed everything. If I tell you that in the month of September, you are going to start within a couple of 1 year, you will have a mansion. Will you believe it? You believe it. This is what is going to happen, eh? I see you on the 18th of this month. Somebody will call you and will partner with you for a contract that has to do with building a house. Huh? This thing I'm talking to you about, it's happening in your favor. On the 18th, this man has already given you a light of what is going to happen. His name is Mr. Isaac. Huh?
Yes, please.
You know Mr. Isaac?
Yes, please.
When we finish this meeting, is your phone with you? Yes. This man will call you. Some contract about some buildings. They will bring some architectural drawings of Trazaco people. People will look on it. I don't know if you can read. Do you know how to read plan?
Yes, please.
Are you a builder?
Yes, please.
Have you done building before?
Yes, please.
Then the contract will be released. I see a cash of 6 million. Your share will be given to you. The Lord said that the only thing you must do so that you will prosper continually with what they are giving to you is be transparent to your wife. The Lord bless you. I know you are asking, is this one too a prophecy?
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody, be transparent to your wife. Papa, people don't know that sometimes God look at certain things to bless us. Transparency. Transparency is very necessary. Woman, somebody is bringing so much of money. The person is in Dubai right now. The person will come to you and help you to establish something that is yours. Do you know about medicine? Huh?
Yes, please.
You know something about medicine?
Yes, please.
You can prescribe a medicine to somebody who is suffering from asthma. Yes, give her the microphone. You can do that.
Yes,
somebody is struggling from asthma. You can give the person medication.
Yes, please.
You can do that.
Yes, please.
Did you go to any school like that?
Pharmatrust.
Pharmatrust.
Yes,
you have a certificate?
Yes,
so you can own a pharmacy.
Yes,
by yourself.
Yes, please.
Are you working somewhere today?
Yes, please.
In a pharmacy?
Yes, please.
Are they paying you?
Yeah.
Do you know you are going to own your own very soon? The Lord said that your time has come. Your time has come. I see a very beautiful family, and this person is coming to help you to establish a very big pharmacy. It will be one of the pharmacies that any medicine you are looking for, you'll find it there. And God will give you a man. I see a man that will stand behind you. Don't cry. This man will support you big time. This man will support you. This man will support you. Support you big time. Hallelujah. Seat number three, Benjamin. Who is Ben? Benjamin. I hear Benjamin. Seat number three. Benjamin, open your hands. Whatever is a struggle, the Lord said you will not see it again. Wash your hands, wipe your face. That disgrace is removed. Amen. Woman, I asked you to come because when I got to your place, the Lord told me that they have plotted for William to die. Who is William to you?
My brother.
Your brother?
Yes.
Where is he now?
He's in the house.
Somebody lift your hands and say, any arrow.
Any arrow.
That is shot at 8 a.m.
That is shot at 8 a.m.
Say, return back.
Return back.
Father. Now, look at me. Young lady, look at me. Look at me. What makes young people to die in your family mysteriously? Eh? It's over. Your brother has a destiny. And that destiny will be fulfilled. I pass by you and I ask you to follow me because the Lord told me there is somebody that is closer to you called William. The person has been scheduled for death at 8 a.m. But hear me, at 8 a.m., we stand here, we join forces together. As a church. Oh, listen. The Bible said, Herod went into the settings of the church and then he picked James and killed James. Hallelujah. Now he was coming after Peter. The church said, no way. The church is a savior. Hallelujah. Somebody say, not this one.
Not this one.
Come on, say it louder. Say, not this one.
Not this one.
Hallelujah. You see, it will be so sad that you came for all night and you went home and you lost your brother. It will be so sad. But it shall not happen.
Oh.
It shall not happen. Young, rise up. Rise up. You don't need to cry. The Lord has done it. Sir, may God give you what you are looking for. May God give you what you are looking for. May God give you what you are looking for. Give the Lord a clap offering. Wherever this young man is going this morning, any accident that is orchestrated, I reverse it. He's supposed to go to meet some Americans.
He's going to prepare some food for them. He's a chef.
He's going to prepare food for them this morning. I want you to call him. Tell him to take his Bible. Huh? You left your phone. Your house is just here. Okay, so listen. You will run home, pick your phone. You just here. Go and bring him. Quickly, run. Go and bring him. Go and bring him right now. Somebody lift your voice, shout fire.
Your name is Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
You are miracle working.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody just speak in the Holy Ghost right now. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. David, the Lord is touching you wherever you are.
Yes.
David, the Lord is touching you wherever you are. Emawaku. Mantutu. Receive the power. I need some ushers here. Go to the front. Take care there for me. Say it again.
Shabra, na ma, esi.
Lift him up for me. I came here because an angel led me here. Who is David? You are David. Ah, and I called David over there and you didn't come. The Lord said, pass here and you will meet a young man. His hands has been tied. But the Lord said, loose him and let him go. Follow me now. Yesu basi
Shabbat.
Crying. Today, anything that has tied you, the Lord said to me, he brought you here. David, look at me. Sometimes you feel so rejected, so disappointed. You feel like God doesn't love you. But I came to let you know that God loves you. Okay? God loves you. The fact that you don't have some clothing doesn't mean God doesn't love you. The fact that you don't have money doesn't mean God doesn't love you. There is a plan for you. This plan is going to come to pass. Listen, God brought you into this ministry for a reason. Do you come here often? Today's your first time?
Yes, please.
Yeah, God brought you here for a reason. You are going to write your name and you are going to be coming here. God wants to erase your past and give you a new season. Okay? Papa, I noticed this guy wouldn't want to come to the front for him to be. But the Lord was telling me there is somebody here called David. Then the Holy Ghost began to lead me. And I passed through the people. He said, this is the guy. Hallelujah. Listen, you may not want to come into camera, but that is okay. The Lord said that today, he has reconstructed your life, giving you a new life, a new destiny. I pour this anointing on your life because the anointing gives you a new life. Today, when you meet with the prophet, you too will prophesy. Take it.
So,
the Lord bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Young lady, don't be scared. I brought you here to deliver you out of something. God is about to cancel a certain relationship. Are you ready? I say God is going to do what? Are you ready to walk out of any relationship? You're ready to walk out of it? Relationship that will let you be buried 2 weeks after you get the engagement, it shall not stand here. Listen, you have a beautiful life to live, and don't let anybody take your life for granted. Jesus is speaking to you. This evening, the prophet of God spoke so many things. I believe you learned some things from it. You learned some things from it. Give me five. Father, anybody who has planned defilement, is your mother alive? Do you live with your mother?
Yes.
You live with your mother? Good. Your mother will not bury you. You will bury your mother. I saw a woman cry. saw a woman crying. Say, oh God, I thought Emanuela.
Yes.
Emanuela.
Yes.
Is that your name?
Yes.
Emanuela has disappointed me. But I'm praying that you will not disappoint your mother. See, I see good marriage for you. I see a marriage that will bring glory to your family. Anybody who has some plans that will not help you, I cut this person off. Hallelujah. Today I want to be a very good boy. If not, I will take your phone and block. But I want you yourself to go. And go and do that. Okay? The Lord bless you. Give the Lord. Oh, you have come. Give me oil. You are sleeping, right? The Lord wants to deliver you. Huh? You are going to meet some people to cook for them. And somebody thought he was supposed to be the one to be chosen before you. Huh? Because some people were spoken to also to come. But somebody recommended you highly. And that's why you have been chosen. So there is an arrow that is coming. But we want to send back. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen. What comes around goes around. Anybody with the name Enchi. Enchi. Wherever they are. Whatever arrow they've sent. We are in Savior 2023. You see, you are not in this meeting, but the Holy Ghost is concerned about you. Because the Holy Ghost is a savior. Do you know me? Have I spoken to you before? I was just passing by you and I called you. Holy Spirit, I give you praise. I anoint your feet. I anoint your feet. May God establish you. May God help you. May God keep you. May God protect you. May your dream of establishing that restaurant come to pass. Look, in Tesano here, not far from this area, I see a land that you will start something like a restaurant. It will attract only foreigners. Today you have been delivered. But when you go, don't take in any alcoholic drink. Bye bye. Settle. Give the Lord a clap and a shout. May the Lord help you. May the Lord help you. Hallelujah. Oh, any bearing Tisawo Tisawo Yesu Christo Echi Asia Menina Casa Ukosu. Oh, any bearing Tisawo Yesu Christo. Gracias, Benina.
say, man of God, you want prophecy. But the Lord said to me, the Lord said, I should tell you, UK, there is going to be a worship encounter in UK. People know you so much, but this one that will happen in UK is what is going to let people know the gift that is in you. Because God said, the limitation is broken today. This one is a vessel and a savior to many generations. Hallelujah. Ghana, we don't celebrate our own. We don't celebrate. We don't celebrate our own. Thank you, Jesus. Ghana, we don't celebrate our own. But today, this woman of God, the Lord said, your time has come. The other thing God said, I should tell you, is that you have been too much distracted by people. You've been too much distracted. But today, the Lord said, as I tell you, he's giving you the inner capacity, the tenacity to shoulder everything. Anything people say, don't look at it. Press on. Because the speed God has given you is a kind of speed that no woman here in Ghana will catch up with you. Woman of God, I stand here today to let you know. Let me put my mantle. My God has never failed me. The Lord said to me that I should tell you that what is about to do through you, eyes have not seen. Because, you see, it is God who calls a person. It's not man who calls a person. Hallelujah. You are a savior. You have helped many people. The Lord said, as you tell you, this is your season. I see a stand in the UK. A worship conference. Healing will take place. Deliverance will take place. Prophecies will be fulfilled. Thank you, Jesus. Who is Dorinda? I'm hearing Dorinda. Okay. Thank you. What do you want God to do for you? Because I saw some money in dollars been released. And the Lord said, whatever you want to do, in the last few minutes you said, God, let this man call me and announce what I want, because you need a confirmation. And the Lord said, what do you want? And he said, as you tell you, this is your season. You are in your next level. Somebody who is Frank. Somebody like Frank has spoken to somebody to help you.
so that you will be able to go and pursue what you want to do. Because there is some greatness in you. You will live in America. And in 2 years, you will buy a bus. Write Alabaster on it. You said it in the month of February that God, if you bless me, I'll buy a bus. I see it in that book that you wrote. I see a book. She wrote, he said, God, if Alabaster is the place I am planted, bless me with a good job. And I'll buy a bus for Alabaster. Somebody ask her for me. Ask her for me. Here are the woman now.
The mirror who be a
mother.
La la la.
Wa mame ni mengwa sida. Just help.
Oh, you're so full.
Yes,
I know. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, sing it.
Oh, you're so full.
Hooray.
Yes, I know.
I'll just catch it.
Jesus, Mr.
Lift him up for me.
Jesus, Mr. Show.
Yes, and
Wow. Come
on.
Receive
that marriage. Receive that marriage. Receive that marriage.
Lift
him for me. Pastries,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, please.
I see a wedding that has been organized. When I taught you, the Lord said that they are supposed to give you everything for you to do, but somebody is trying to take your place. Just when I touch you, take her to the front for me. This woman is going to get the contract. Say me friend of
I am a woman.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise. Thank you, Jesus. I touched you and the Lord told me, see something. Then I saw on a big screen, follow me, young lady. Follow me. I saw on a big screen, a big platform, a picture of yours. Everybody stretch your hands. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, release this lady. Now, power, release it. Now, 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 release it. Now, now, clap your hands and pray. Release it.
I want you
to be Minnesota. Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, reasonable. Oh, cheerful.
Here, the Lord has touched your heart to give a seed, 2,750. 2,750. You want to give it to God to support this ministry? Run to me right now. There is something that is unlocking. Run to me if you are the person. 2,750. Run to me. Stand here. Something has been unlocked. Come here. I'm waiting for you. Anybody who is that person to join this man, 2,750. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Young lady, look at me. When I touched you, the Lord said, lift up your hand and see. Then I saw on a big screen, as if I have gone to the mall. Then I saw on a big screen. And I saw it is your picture that is there. And I see that some people are using you for adverts. And they are going to sign and give you a big amount of money. Then the Lord said to me to tell you, before that happens, you need to pray because there is a particular company that is not of God. They have the money. But the moment you do this thing, they will place an embargo on your belly. You can't be in your marriage. You can't deliver. You have money but no children. No fulfillment. That's what the Lord told me to pray for you about. Look at me. The way you are, I don't know. But people will invite you to take you pictures. Give you some dresses to wear for them to use you like a modeler. Huh? Have you had people like that?
Yes, please.
To take you pictures?
I'm a model.
Oh, you're a model?
Yes, please.
That's what you do for life.
Yes, please.
Is that what you do for life?
Yes, please.
Have you had some contracts?
Yes, please.
Of taking your pictures? Some people gave you some nice dresses to take some pictures. Ah, God punished that devil. There are things you would do because of money, but that is not what is in your heart. I'm telling you. God gave this lady money for me. Listen, God will give you money here. You will do godly stuff and put them there. Amen. Godly stuff. You put them there. I remember one day, my wife was working in a company
And they took her. They said, we'll give you these dresses. Take pictures. We're going to use you for this and that and that. She said, please, I don't like your money. For wearing this dress alone, I don't like it. She came to tell me. I said, ah, should have taken the money. The Holy Ghost knocked me. Hallelujah. You are going to have an experience, an encounter with God. Great things are going to happen. You are not only going to do the modeling, you will speak. I see you and some few people gather together and you will do some recordings. You speak about Jesus. You come to Osofo, you come to Prof. You guys will do some powerful presentations to push Alabaster to the top. I'm telling you. It will happen. How long are you married? 8 months ago, you got married. You have even forgotten. You don't even know it. 8 months ago, you got married. And you are crying already. God, give me a child. God, give me a child. God, give me a child. Hear me. The Lord is going to take over. The Lord is going to take over. In the next 2 weeks, you will carry a baby. It doesn't matter what you have seen and what anyone has told you. I see the God who visited Mary is going to visit you. The Holy Ghost will let this happen. Receive in Jesus' name. I'm still waiting. How many? Who is giving me that amount of money? Young lady, you too, God is giving you a baby. Do you have a child? Rise up. You rise up. You don't have a child. You don't have a child. Where's your husband? Call him for me. Husband, where are you? He's the Alpha. Oh, he's the miracle working God. Woman, give me a high five. I see a baby. Okay? I'm telling you, I see a baby. Sir, a baby boy is coming. Hold your husband's hands. Father, you have done this many times. And today is no exemption. Glorify your name with this testimony. The Lord bless you. It's done. It. The two of you, open your hands. Father, help these people and give them a testimony. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Woman, every evening you are praying online. You are praying, you are here. Join this one, pray. Join that one, pray. Join this one. God said he has heard your cry. Okay? You pray more than this man. You pray more than this man. Does she pray more than you? Yes. Yes. But today, you need to pray for this woman and say, Lord, I entreat you to give this woman a child for me, and I will give that child to you. The Lord has answered your prayer. Sorry, Nyamisi, who bought life, dodo? Huh? When is who bought life, ba? Huh? God wants you to love him and cut away some friends. Some people in your life, cut them away and focus on God. Spend time with your wife to pray. She will carry a child. And we will dedicate this child here. Okay. The Lord bless you. Give the Lord some shout of praise. Amen. Please. 2,750. Who is coming? Somebody join. The two of you are joining. Don't worry. Your children will come. They'll cry in your house if you run away. Amen. Young lady, I touched you. And the Holy Ghost just told me that pastries, somebody will give you some assignment to do cake. I don't know if you know how to do it. Cake, pastries, pie for a wedding. It will happen. Okay? May God help you. You know how to do cake? Huh? You know how to do it. You know how to do pastries. If somebody give you a wedding of 1,000 people, can you serve them? So you can do it. It is done. The Lord has given you that contract. The Lord bless you. Give Jesus some praise. I need 2 people more. Join them. You want your finances to change, right? Rise up and come here. Rise up and come here. I'm not looking for people who have the money now, but somebody will say, I can sacrifice and do this between now and Sunday. Just come to me. The last 2 people. 2,750. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Don't hesitate. Run to me now. Run to me. Woman, the Lord bless you. Your story has changed forever. Go to the altar. One more person. One more person. One more person. Rise up. The Lord, put your hands together for Jesus. Sir, today is the last day you will see poverty. Today is the last day you will struggle with money. Woman, today is the last day you will struggle. Young man, what work do you do? Forestry. Forest trade. You change dollars or you do forest trading online. That's what you do. It's going well with you. Father, give this young guy wisdom. Look at me. God is going to give you business ideas. Okay? As you sow this thing, God will appear to you and ask you, what shall I do for you? You will ask God something. And what you will ask God will do more than that. He'll give you wisdom because this one you are doing will not last. But God will give you wisdom to do something that will give you satisfying. Okay? Something very satisfying God will give you. Rise up and be blessed. Woman, the Lord bless you. Please put the mobile money on the screen. Some people want to give mobile money right now. Woman, the Lord has done it. Sir, you shall never lack again. The Lord bless you. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Amen. Please, you are here, you want to do 1,000 Ghana cedis, rise up and come. Listen, I see something very supernatural here. 1,000 cedis. Somebody, you will be a savior. And you will never lack money again. I know you have given from the very day one. But God is doing something different here. 1,000 Ghana cedis, rise up. 1,000 cedis. In this meeting, if you can give God 1,000, God will position you at your financial position. 1,000 cedis. Woman of God, the Lord bless you. Please give me envelopes. Thank you. God bless you. You have given. Mama, the Lord bless you. 1,000. Sir. May God favor you and bless you more. God bless you. 1,000 cities.
Amen.
Quickly, everybody give me 500 cedis. 500 cedis. Rise up like a giant in your family. Give God 500 cedis. Come, come, come. 500 cedis. Everybody here. Everybody here. I want you to run and come to me. 500 cedis. 500 cedis. You pay through mobile money, yes. 500 cedis. When you pay, you just drop the envelope. 500 cedis, yes. If you send it, you can drop the envelope. Sir, the Lord bless you. 500 cedis. 500 cedis. 500 cedis. 500 cedis. The Lord bless you. Every man here, make it a point of sowing God a 500 cedis. Every man, rise up. I'm telling you, today is like a last chance for you. Every man, sow a seed of 500 and walk out of poverty forever. Every man. I'm speaking to men. I'm speaking to men. If they can hear the voice of God, this will change your story. You may not have the money here. You can bring it on Sunday. Oh, you have come back again. The Lord bless you. Put your hands together for this man. You sent it. May God favor you. Can I have more envelopes? You see, my time is up. But I came here to serve. So I can serve you. If you lift your hands, I will come. Don't worry. Sunday, you want to come. Hallelujah. You want to come with it on Sunday. 500 cedis. 500 cedis. Man, the Lord bless you. You will prosper. You will prosper. 500 cedis. Lift up your hands. I will come. I will come. You are a man here. You are a woman. You want to be outstanding. 500 cedis. Young man, you will be too rich. Huh? Every traveling you are making up your mind to go, the Lord has opened the door. Sir, those of you outside, can I come there? Uh-huh. These people are good. You know, when they see me coming, they are coming. Put your hands together for them. Ah, good men, good men. All the men, rise up and take. Take the envelope by faith. Men, uh-huh, by faith, you will surely go to heaven. Hallelujah. Who is coming again? If you're a woman, you can also take it. 500 Ghana cedis. It can only go to the saloon twice. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody give me 200 Ghana cedis. Support these all night. 200 Ghana cedis. You've done your money. The Lord bless you and favor you. 200 Ghana cedis. Come. Meet me at that corner. Meet me. Those of you give me 200. Meet me at that place. Meet me at that place. Prosperity. Woman, you will deliver safe. The Lord will let you deliver safe. Mama, remove the chain on your leg. Eh? Can you remove it? Now, now, now. Somebody help her. Remove it. Are you a Christian? You're Muslim? Hmm? But you love God. Huh? I see some kind of fragrance around you. You want to come in to Christ, but something is pulling you. But I want you to remove this thing so that will lead you to Christ and you will become a Christian today. Okay? You love God. And because you love God, because you love God, God has saved you. You will deliver like an Hebrew woman. We shall celebrate you in this place. You will testify that since you came into Christ, everything has been well. Amen. Amen. You are going to give birth. And when you give birth, God will give you victory. Huh? Papa, mommy, we have a bad story. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you will come to church. And because of what is going to happen, God will arrest your husband. If he wants to marry two, he cannot marry. Go. May we. Hallelujah. When we close, see Pastor Ahmedi. He will help you to receive Christ. Give me envelopes. Oh, sir, the Lord bless you, eh? 200 Ghana cedis. Put your money in or send mobile money right now. 200 cedis. Women, 200 cedis. Everybody take 100. Everybody take 100. Now 100, run to the altar and drop it. Sister, I'll hear your testimony. 100 cedis. 100 cedis. 100 cedis. The Lord bless you. Seigneur,
amen.
The Lord bless you. Already going. Go ahead. Who is Mimi? Mimi, that's your name. When you drop the money, I heard somebody calling Mimi. I have to give Mimi money. I will give Mimi money. The moment you drop the seed, the Lord said, Mimi is about to receive money. Any amount you have asked God is released. Go and receive it and come with your testimony. Woman, you are blessed. You are blessed. 100 cedis. 100 cedis. Listen, if I were you, I would borrow vessels. Borrow and come. 100 cedis. Take a 50 cedis, run to the altar. Take a 50 cedis, run to the altar. You have picked an envelope and you have filled it. You can bring it now. 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 You've picked an envelope and you've dropped your money. You can bring it now. 100 cedis, 50 cedis. Just run. 100 cedis, 50 cedis. Yes, drop it on the altar. 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 You've done mobile money. The Lord bless you. Yami Osai, Amenina Kotono, yes, Meboni Dinda, Yami Osai, 20 cities, wherever you are, pick it and drop to the altar. Yes. Mebony di
Mebony
Yami
Yami Yami
Mebo Mebo Yachira Yami Yosaini
Yami Yosaini
Isu me kotunu,
Isu me kotunu,
mebo
di dinda.
Whatever you have, just come with it. Whatever you have, Deborah, wherever you are, take a seed and give the Lord a seed. Deborah, give the Lord a seed. Deborah, give the Lord a seed. I'm telling you. Something good is coming. Deborah. Pick it. Deborah. Deborah. Go and look for that 500 cedis. Drop it. Your destiny has received a turnaround today. It has happened. It has happened. It has happened. Somewhere, wherever you are, pick a seed and give the Lord. Pick an envelope and give the Lord. Somewhere. I'm telling you, the gift you are believing God for is coming after sowing this seed. The gift is coming. Everybody walk to this altar, drop the seed. Somewhere, God has done it. God has done it. Godson.
God has done it. Samuel, place it. We are closing. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Run to the altar. Any city you have, 10 cities, 5 cities. Run to the altar. Time is on our side. Please. Come on, run to the altar. Run to the altar. Run to the altar. 10 cities, 5 cities. Whatever you are, make sure. Make sure you are dropping something on this altar. Come on. Receive our Father. Rise up and receive.
Hallelujah. Everybody be upstanding. Please. If you are sitting, if you are sleeping, wake up. In this atmosphere, can you sleep? Stand to your feet. Online, everybody, you are part of it. Stretch your hands on the oracle of God. We pray for the restoration of virtue and strength in the name of Jesus. The Lord continue to use him mightily, take him deeper. Bless his wife and all the glorious children God has favored us with. May the Lord honor Love Chapel worldwide, especially Circle, in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor you for Prophet Ebenezer Akonai. What a gift, what a treasure to the body of Christ. We celebrate you for his life. We pray that you continue to honor him and honor his words. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for the man of God to sit a few minutes, and then it's 5 o'clock. We'll be going home. You may be seated, please. Thank you. Hallelujah. It's already 5 o'clock. Can you believe that? The time flew. The time flew. Amen. I'm best for to ask for baby, but baby, I'm born on the air. Amen. The Lord bless you richly. Ohima, thank you for coming. We love you. God bless you. Before you came, I had already announced a healer 10 on the 13th, Oil Dome, Royal House. We can't wait for that. The Lord bless you. Amen. Tahila 10. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. I believe in the revelation the man of God spoke. I believe that after 10, God is taking you beyond the borders of this country. Yeah, Tahila must not just big buckets, and I see, you know, bigger engines taking hold of Tahila, and all you need to do, your everything is set, everything is come and be a blessing. They will take care of everything, and I believe in that revelation in the United Kingdom. Yeah, God will use you mightily. I believe it. After 10 years, there will be a break forth. A breaking forth will come. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Say amen. Before we go home, I would love us to do something. unique. We any time Prophet Akonai comes here, that he is the only man of God that I do that. You have never seen me place the mobile money of any man of God on the screen and say that this man. So we have his number on our system. Only man of God. If you are sitting here and you are believing God for something desperate, pick up your phone and anything that touches your heart, send it to this mobile man. I am done. Keep the man, the number there. Only man of God, I have done this. And we've done this since he started joining us in the prophetic all night from January. You know, we've done 7 all nights or 7 in this year. And he has come 6 times out of the 7. Or 5 times or 6 times. Riff, you've looked 5 times out of the 7. Yeah, and all the 5 times we have done this. All the 5 times. If it is a coin, once it do it, the Lord will bless you. Say amen. Do it online, same, put the number on online and let them do that, and then we'll be going. Man, Saviors 2023. Ish, man, I've received messages from all over the world. I just read one now from Australia. He said, God bless you for putting this together, Rabbi. Paul Daniels sent me a message and said, congratulations for obeying the Lord to put Saviors 2023 together. I've received messages, you know, from far and near. This is a life-changing moment for us. Life-changing moment. I told the team, drag yourself out of below the poverty line. Drag yourself. This is it. Hallelujah. But we cannot go on without giving you an opportunity to rededicate your life to Christ. You don't know Jesus as your Savior. You came to this all night, but you have not given your life to Christ. Your name is not written in the book of life. If you die today, you don't know where you are going. I will want to use this opportunity to do a rededication service within just 1 minute. Please, do not close your heart to this call. Your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in the precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive the gift of eternal life into my spirit. I rededicate my life, my all to you. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Amen. Say amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. How many people have children? Physically, you have children. You do. All right. I want to give you an envelope to sow a seed for your children. It can be your own decision. It can be one seed. It can be a coin. It can be 2 cedis. It can be 5. It can be 1,000 cedis, 200, whatever. But I'm asking, if you have children, please. Attacks will rim. There are too many attacks in the atmosphere. Please, don't be distracted. After this program, keep the prayer momentum going. You know, we went to Forest and Bible because here, girls, guys are having a 1 month anniversary, something, so they have stopped us from coming for 1 month. I said, no, we don't need to come to that particular place. We can have Forest and Bible because here anyway. So, next by the police station is a very good space. I said, police station, quarters, Forest and Bible. I said, Let's start here. As we were there, the wives of the police officers and their children came to join us. I said, you better do, Mama. Can you imagine that somebody is receiving a revelation in church? Demons have flown from Obuasi to intercept the revelation. Can you imagine that? Yampon you. It's just like Jesus in Mark chapter 9. The Bible said when he, I thought that when the damp and deaf spirit saw Jesus, it would have vamoosed or disappeared. No. It struck the man to the ground, the Bible said, and make him foamed. He became stiff with seizures in the front or in the eyes of Christ, in the sight of Christ. I thought that when, you know, the Bible said, not verse number, you know, I think go to verse number 20 where they were having a discussion. In verse number 20, and they brought unto him and straight away when the spirit tear him and he fell to the ground and wallowing and foaming, 21, and okay, go to verse 19. We will see what I'm looking for. And he answered and said, oh, faithless generation, how long should I be with you? Then when Jesus met this guy from verse 20, instead of the demon running away, they brought him to Jesus. And when he saw him straight away in the eyes or in the sight of Jesus, the spirit tore the man. And he fell to the ground, wallowing, foaming, in the sight of Christ. Don't joke with what, I mean, from now right to the end of the year, the intensity of spirituality, you can't lower your prayer life. No. You don't need us to call you for an all night before you become wild. On your own. At dawn, midnight, in the evening, in the afternoon, in the morning, make some time for prayer. And especially parents, please anoint your children. Pray for them. Bless them. Pray the covering of God over them. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. Yeah. In the sight of somebody is in church who received a revelation. Straight from Obuasi, they have intercepted a revelation. Wow. Are you serious? Next verse, look at this. Foaming, 21. And Jesus, how long has this been? And the parents said, since he was a child. And then in 22, oftentimes, listen to that, it cast him into fire, into waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do something, have compassion and help us. Yeah. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And then he said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. 25. Then Jesus, when he saw the people come running together, he rebuked. Now he's not joking with the spirit. Rebuke them. This is the only way to deal with demons. Rebuke them. Put it in my language. Look at this. The Bible said, "Na Yesu hungro fuku onusu dimirika ebano otia tia." Look at the word. He didn't say otia. Otia. That means that present continuous in a plural nature. Otia. Omuye din se munu ni nanu ogusu otia. Otia otia umoni unfinise. Umumum enu sutifu. meshaw se fri ni mu na nsam ko ni mu bio. Interesting. Let's close and go. Protocol, help me. I want to give these envelopes to you. Have children. If you have children. If you have children. If you have children. Help me, Mrs. If you have children. If you have children. Yeah, take only one for all your children. One for all your children. Let your will be done. Amen. Let your kingdom come.
Amen.
And your will be done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sunday school, Anna. Thy
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen, amen,
amen, amen,
amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen, amen, amen,
amen, oh, amen, amen, amen. Engage the altar now. If it is not, keep it. Come bring it on Sunday. And then let's close. Dr. Ibrahim, I missed you on Sunday. I heard you had an emergency. It's fine. I can't wait this Sunday.
Give us easy.
And
the is asking for you.
Da-da-ba-da-da-da.
Amen.
Let your kingdom come.
Amen. Amen.
And your will be done.
Amen. Amen.
Kingdom.
Second offering we are of. Please, if you don't have money for this offering, please don't worry, it's fine. But today, this will be Thanksgiving for Saviors 2023. I want this to be Thanksgiving. Father, thank you. This week had been a very gloomy, rainy week, but the rain did not stop. All the services that went on in the Republic of Ghana this week has been such an immense blessing. From greater works to give thyself holy to Saviors 2023. Amazing. 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 God has touched the nation. Things will be fine. BBABF fine. BBABF. Oh, BBABF. Everything will be in place. Hallelujah. I pray over your sacrifice. May this be thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. If you don't have it, please, it's fine.
Let your kingdom come.
Amen.
Sing it.
And your will be done.
Amen. Amen.
Let your kingdom come.
Sacrifice, we appreciate you. Thank you. Are you clapping for the man of God? God bless you. Where is mine? Did he get it for me? And let's honor the man of God and let's wrap up. Hallelujah. So tomorrow morning, W3 starts at 6 o'clock to 8:30, and then F5 is 9 o'clock. And then the team Alabaster, we will have a little reception after church to honor and appreciate all of you. And then right after that, we'll be on our way to the team that is going to Accra Academy for the campus fire to begin. It's going to be awesome. Say amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you for coming to Saviors. And thank you for making it a blessing. Say amen. Stand to your feet. Lady, please, can you take my personal prophet for me? The Lord bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you clapping? Clap, 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 clap. Online, thank you. You have been with us since we came on, I think, at 11:30 or 11:20, thereabout. Thank you for being with us throughout the whole night. The Lord bless you. We really appreciate you. I'll catch you on Sunday morning. Watch yourself. But remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs become automatic. May the Lord bless you. See you tomorrow morning.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.